This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
And good evening. Welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball. This is James Patrick coming to you live tonight from the Dutch Oven in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, where your Bradford Owls will take on the St. Mary's Flying Dutchman. Tonight's game is a D9 matchup. We get back into the heart of our schedule, really. The Owls currently sit atop the D9 standings with a 1-0 record. A half game behind Elk. Elk County is 2-0. St. Mary's currently got to a rough start. They're 0-2 in D9 league play. Earlier tonight, your JV Owls won. They turned the score off too quick for me, so they won by about 15 points, the JV Owls, this evening over the JV Dutch. Your Owls are currently 4-7 on the season. It's been up and down, and you'll see by tonight's starting lineup, Coach Bernardi's searching for the right mix. There's a little bit of few changes to the starting lineup, but it's the same guys that he's been mixing around. So we'll see how that goes. The Owls are coming off a pretty rough defeat Wednesday night at Oil City. The Oilers, I don't know the rebounding statistics, but it was very one-sided. We couldn't get a rebound on either side of the court. So Oil City dominated down low, and a few guys were shooting some threes, and they beat us up pretty good. But tonight we get back to District 9 play. We had one game against Punxsutawney. It's been almost 3 weeks ago now, I believe. And the Owls won that, so they are 1-0 atop the D9 standings. Tonight your Owls are going to be in the Road Reds with black trim. I like those uniforms. And St. Mary's is in their home whites with the blue and red trim. For those of you that didn't travel down this evening, the only bad spot was about Lance's Corners or so. That's tonight's weather report from James Patrick. So I am going to kick it back to the station for some advertisements. This is James Patrick and Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports is brought to you by members of the WESV Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to Bradford Isles Basketball here on WSB Sports. We're just now getting ready for the National Anthem, so you can join us at home in the National Anthem if you would.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's boys basketball game between the visitors on the scoreboard, the Bradford Isles, and your outstanding State Mary's Area Flying Dutchman. At this time, if you could all please rise, gentlemen, remove your hats for the playing of the national anthem.
You see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose red stripes and bright stars.
Okay, and once again, welcome back to St. Mary's, PA. Tonight, your Bradford Isles take on the St. Mary's Flying Dutchman. I think everybody in the building was looking for the young lady singing the national anthem there. Very nice rendition. Now we're going to get to your starting lineups. Tonight, starting for your Bradford Isles will be Adam Ward, number one. Talon Reese, number three. Jake France, number 10. Chase Weinberg, 21, and number 35, A.J. Gleason. Like I said, a little bit different mix to tonight's starting lineup. I'm sure that, Warner, Fitton, Johnson will be in there, in and out. Those 8, 9, 10 players, they're almost interchangeable, folks. So Coach Minardi's looking for the right mix. Starting tonight for your St. Mary's Flying Dutch will be coming up here shortly. Number two, Tanner Fox.
Senior, number 11, Tyler Mitchell.
Tyler Mitchell, number 11.
Junior, number 12, Quinn Gavazzi.
Gavazzi, number 12. Charlie Cowdrett.
Senior, number 23, Seth Thorward.
And Seth Thorward. Okay, so your starting lineup for your Owls, Ward, Reese, France, Weinberg, Gleason. And for St. Mary's, Fox, Mitchell, Gavanzi, Cowdrett, and Thorward. Like I said, your Owls are coming into the game overall record of 4 wins and 7 losses. Up and down season so far. They're just trying to find their way, and we get back into our D9 schedule tonight. The Owls sit atop, well, half game behind the Elk County Christian in the D9 standings. We have a 1-0 record. Your Owls take the floor. Nice view here in St. Mary's, high atop the bleachers. A little loud, but nice. Okay, and we're almost set for the opening tip. Be Weinberg versus Cowdrett, and the Owls come away with a tip. Talon Reese across the timeline. Down to Weinberg in the corner. Talon Reese back up top. Jake France over to Adam Ward. Down to A.J. Gleason. A.J. power move underneath. Misses, gets his own rebound, puts it back, misses again. And goes over the back of the defender. And that's the first foul on A.J. Gleason and the first team foul on the Owls. A good hustle there to get his own rebound and then try too hard for another one. So your Owls set up on defense, a little three-quarter pressure here. St. Mary's across the timeline. Oh, blocked by... yes! Oh. It is. So the ball was blocked by France. A pass was blocked. It was going out of bounds, and he made a really nice effort and saved it off the St. Mary's player. A little confusion there, but your Owls got the ball again, and France across the timeline. A.J. Gleason in the corner. Ward on the wing. France up top. All the way around. Quick passes all the way around the outside. Tipped away by St. Mary's, but retained by the Owls. France up top, looking for a play. Adam Ward. Kick ball off St. Mary's. Your Owls will inbound on the sideline. Nope, on the end line. France will inbound the ball. Ward, Reese, Weinberg, Gleason, France for your Owls right now. No score, 7 minutes left in the first. Ward up top, Reese on the wing. Ward to France, France drive, oh, double team. Back to Ward, down to Gleason. Oh, Gleason almost throws it away, and it is stolen away by St. Mary's, who took it all the way, and Adam Ward fouled the number 23, Thorwart. Draws the foul on Adam Ward, hits his first foul and the team's second foul. Thorwart will be shooting two free throws. And it's off the back of the rim, the first one. We still have no score with 6:45 to go in the first. And there's your first Owl substitution. Brendan Warner comes in for A.J. Gleason. I'm sure we don't want to get A.J. in foul trouble this evening. And the second free throw is good by Thorwart. And there's our first points of the game. It's 1-0 St. Mary's Dutch. Reese across the timeline. Warner in the corner. Out to France. France underneath. Beautiful pass. Beautiful pass to Chase Weinberg, who lays it in. Weinberg cut to the hoop. Unguarded. France found him. 2-1, your Owls lead. Little pressure defense. Tip. Oh. Owls got quick hands tonight. 23, open three in a corner. Misses. Rebound by St. Mary's. Underneath. And off the back iron by St. Mary's. Rebounded by Reese, who is fouled. That will be on Cowdrick, I believe, number 15. Yes, that's St. Mary's first team foul. Good rebound by Reese, who was then fouled. So Reese will inbound to France under the Owls basket. Oh, sorry, under the Dutch basket. France across the timeline. 2-1, your Bradford Owls lead. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Reese around France for a deep three. And he's got it. Jake France. Almost from four-point territory. Your Owls now lead 5-1. Half-court pressure on the ball. Inside. And a nice lay-in by Fox for St. Mary's. He was open inside. They found him. So now you've got Ward around the outside to France. France on the wing. Dribbles it up top. Down the lane. Kicks it back out to Weinberg for a three. Weinberg comes up short. And rebounded by St. Mary's. And I think that's a second foul on Adam Ward. No, 21. Mr. Chase Weinberg. Didn't even see him over by the ball. That's his first and the team's third. St. Mary's ball across the timeline. And Fox driving the lane and laying it in. Fox, a little nice move down the lane around everybody and lays it in. So it's a tie ball game at 5-5. Here comes France with a mid-range jumper off the back rim. St. Mary's rebounds. Down court, open three. Short, tipped, rebounded by St. Mary's, laid in by Fox. That's 6 quick points for Fox for St. Mary's. St. Mary's leads 7-5. Reese up top, sets a play. Oh, almost has his pocket picked. Now it's Weinberg in the corner. Ward, Back to Reese up top. Reese down low to Warner. Out to Jake France for an open three. And it's long. Weinberg with a rebound. Back to Reese. Reese to Warner. To Reese. To Weinberg. Weinberg, nice move down the lane. Oh, too hard. Rebounded by France and blocked. And out of bounds off of your Owls. Couple good looks there. No points. So St. Barry's going to inbound on the baseline under the Owls basket. The Owls with three-quarter court pressure. Across the timeline. Double teaming the ball. Ward and Reese. And timeout called by St. Mary's. And we will kick it back to the studio. That's a 30-second timeout. But this is Brevard Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. St. Barry's inbounds the ball. They've got it around the outside. Open three. Off the rim. Rebounded by Warner. Your Owls currently trail 7-5. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Warner up top. Down low to Adam Ward. Adam Ward back to France. France out to Reese. Warner. Warner looking for somebody down low. Tipped away by St. Mary's. Out of bounds. Your Owls will inbound on the wing out here. Substitution for St. Mary's. 33, Schultz. Or Schutz. Schutz comes into the game for St. Mary's. France inbound to Warner. Warner sets up the play at the top of the key. Back to France. France looks down low. Everybody down low working. Adam Ward into the corner for Warner. Warner back to Ward to France. France down a bit of a drive, then back out. Warner way across court. Dangerous pass, and it gets stolen by St. Mary's, who fires it right to Chase Weinberg. He steals it and lays it in. So very good fortune for Chase right there. It was a good steal, but he's right under the basket and he intercepts a pass. There's your Owls with a little bit of pressure. St. Mary's, ball down low. Back up top. Number two, wide open for a three. Too hard. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Rebounded by Chase Weinberg, who travels. Chase rebounded the ball and was falling down, and they got him for a travel. So St. Mary's will inbound under their basket. We got a 7-7 ball game. 2 minutes, 38 seconds left in the first quarter. And Isaiah Fitton has checked into the game for your Owls. So you have Reese, Fitton, Warner, Weinberg, France on the court right now. Fitton on the defense up top. Here's 23 with a long three. And it's in. That's Thorwart for St. Mary's. That's a three-point lead for St. Mary's, 10-7. Okay, your Owls work the ball. Reese to Fitton. Fitton. Oh, gets it stolen away by 23. Thorwart, who almost lays it in, but it's rebounded by number two, Fox, trailing the play, who lays it in. 12-7, St. Mary's. France down the lane. A rocket no-look pass that was off Weinberg's hand. It was very good pass, but tough to handle. And Lucas Johnson checking into the game for the Owls. He'll be in for Talon Reese. Owls putting on the full court press again. 12-7, St. Mary's leads. 1:51 to go in the first. And St. Mary's crosses the timeline. Good pressure by the Owls. Owls are in their standard pretty standard 2-3 defense. Into the foul line. Good defense by your Owls right now. St. Mary's way back out top, up top. Reset the play. Looking for somebody down low. Can't find him. Around the outside. And there goes Fox. He drives to the foul line and kicks it back out. Oh, and there's a bad pass. It'll be a over and back. So they turn it over, and your Owls will have possession. All the way down under their basket. So, France Johnson, Fitton, Warner, Weinberg on the floor for your Owls. 56 seconds left. Down low to Johnson. Johnson out to Fitton. France back to Johnson in the corner. Johnson back up to France on the top. Warner on the wing. France up top again. Resets the play. Johnson down low to Weinberg. Johnson into Fitton, back out to France, who makes a little move and a mid-range jumper off the front and back iron. Rebounded by Fitton and missed shot. Weinberg with another rebound. So the Owls bring it out and restart the offense. 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nice rebound there by Fitton and then one by Weinberg. Weinberg. Weinberg with a double dribble. 12.2 seconds to go. St. Mary's possession. They lead 12-7. And number 12 for St. Mary's, Gavazzi, checks back into the game. And St. Mary's across the timeline. 6 seconds to go. They get it down low to number 11, who is fouled. That is Mitchell. I am opposite the scorer's table, folks, so it takes me a second to get these players. The Owls have a foul underneath, and St. Mary's is going to shoot two. That is on number, that's Isaiah Fitton, his first, the team's fourth. And the first free throw was missed. So we've got 2.7 seconds to go here in the first. The Owls trail 12-7. And 13-7. Weinberg's going to inbound St. Mary's with slight pressure. Picking up pressure at half court. They roll it. France picks it up. Down to Warner. Warner jump. Almost gets a three off the backboard. So that's the end of the first quarter with the score. St. Mary's Flying Dutch 13. Your Bradford Owls 7. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. We're at the end of the first quarter, about to start the second quarter. Your Owls trail 13-7. Not much going offensively there for the Owls in the first quarter. 4 points for Chase Weinberg and 3 for Jake France. And that's our entire offense. We do have 4 fouls. 4 different players have 1 foul apiece. So coming out on the floor for your Owls to start the second quarter, Johnson, Fitton, Weinberg, Warner, and France. Johnson's going to inbound at half court. St. Mary's was led by Fox with 8 points and Thorward with 4 points. Okay, Johnson inbounds to France. France off to Fitton, back to France, over to Johnson. Johnson down to Weinberg in the corner. Pass tipped, Johnson has it. Fitton in the middle, back to France. Over to Warner in the corner. France down low to Weinberg from the foul line. Oh, too hard off the... And then a foul over the back. A frustration foul on Weinberg. And that'll be his second. That is his second and the team's fifth. Chase had a shot from the foul line. It came up short. And going after the rebound, he went over a guy's back. So here comes St. Mary's across the timeline. They lead 12-7. Sorry, 13-7. And it's Fox with a little mid-range jumper, and he nails it. That's Fox's 10th point of the St. Mary's 15. Fitton up top, France. France to Fitton. A.J. Gleason has checked into the game for Weinberg. There's France with a long three off the rim. Warner goes after the rebound. It's out of bounds. So A.J. Gleason has come in place of Weinberg, who has two fouls. The Dutch are going to inbound under their basket. 15-7 lead with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Dutch working around. Double team. Up top. Looking for somebody down low. Screen. Still up top. There's Fox to Givanzi in the corner. Down low. Oh, errant shot by number 35. No. Anyways, errant shot rebounded by Rouse. There goes Warner. Warner goes in and he's fouled hard. I think that is on Fox. But so Warner will be shooting two. It is number two, Fox. That's the first foul on Fox and the second team foul for St. Mary's. Here comes Warner at the line. First one's up and off the front rim. Adam Ward checks back into the game for Isaiah Fitton. And there's a second free throw. Count it for Warner. So it's 15-8, St. Mary's leads. And they rush down the court, and number five gets a mid-range jumper. That's Nazinski, and he makes that floater. 17-8, St. Mary's leads. Warner to A.J. A.J. back to Warner. Warner to the foul line. Hands it off to France. France makes a move. Mid-range floater. Short. Johnson hustling for the rebound. Johnson kept it alive. Adam Ward ended up with it and was fouled. That is on number five, Nadruzzi, his first, the team's third. Good hustle by Johnson and Ward there. So the Owls inbound. France down low to Ward. Ward puts it in. Very nice pass into Ward, and then he was in there amongst the trees, but he got it over him in the basket. Here comes St. Mary's across the timeline. 17-10, the Dutch lead your Owls. A.J. Gleason playing good defense. The Owls bench is fired up right now. Three ball for St. Mary's. That's offline. Rebounded by Adam Ward. I always like when he comes out with a rebound. He's a little guy. So Adam Ward comes up with a scrum ball, and it's Owls possession. Johnson down low to Ward. Oh, and it's errant pass, and St. Mary's comes up with it. Fox sets the play for St. Mary's, and then he drives and takes a mid-range jumper, and that's off the rim. Rebounded by St. Mary's, and there's a three ball from number 12 and a foul away from the ball on St. Mary's. So it'll be Owls basketball, and that's the fourth team foul on St. Mary's. We'll find out who it's on here in a second. And that is on Schultz. That's his first, and the team's fourth. So your Owls are going to inbound down by seven with 5 minutes left in the first half. France across the timeline. Sets up the play. Ward on the wing, down low, and France stepped on the end line. So another turnover by your Owls. St. Mary's will inbound under their own basket. Owls bench trying to get the guys fired up on defense. Couple spin moves by number five there for St. Mary's, Nadruzzi. And then tipped away by Ward. And Okay, good hustle by Adam Ward. Tipped away and fought for until he was fouled. And that'll be the fifth team foul on St. Mary's. And that's on number 23, Thorwart. Good hustle, good toughness from Adam Ward. Get the Owls another possession. Okay, Johnson to France. France over to Weinberg. Weinberg to Johnson. Johnson drives in, little floater. Offline, rebounded by Warner. Good hustle by Warner. Back to Ward, to Johnson, to France. France to Johnson. Back to France. Down to AJ at the foul line. Back to Johnson. Little move. Fakes his guy out. Oh, little jumper. Another rebound by Warner. That's two on this possession by Warner. Over to France. Down low to Johnson, who's been working. He's been, all his work paid off there. Nice little layup for Lucas Johnson. They found him underneath. He was working his tail off that whole possession. Very nice. Your Owls trail 17-12. France on defense. Adam Ward pressures the ball. And the Owls have picked up the defensive intensity here. You've got Ward, Gleason, Warner. Oh, almost stolen by Ward. Johnson, France on the court right now for your Owls. Okay, tough defense. St. Mary's is way out up top near half court again. And they pass it down, stolen by Adam Ward. Off to France. France for the lay-in. Beautiful. Beautiful steal, beautiful assist. Timeout, St. Mary's. And with a score 17-14, St. Mary's Flying Dutch, this is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to St. Mary's here. Your Owls are on a little bit of a run. They picked up the defensive intensity. They trail 17-14 with 2:49 to go in the first half. Adam Ward with the quick hands as of late. And a good hustle, as well as Lucas Johnson. It's like the speed team for your Owls in there now. They create turnovers, and that last one was a beautiful steal and great assist off to Jake France, who laid it in. So your Owls taking the floor now are France, Warner, Johnson, Ward, and Gleason. St. Mary's inbounds. Your Owls have stayed back on defense this time. They're going to pick it up at the three-point line. St. Mary's crosses the timeline. Nadruzzi, Warner. Foul on Warner there. That's his first. That's the team's sixth. He was just hustling, trying to get another steal. Inbounded, top of the key. Drive. Back up top, Fox. Fox over to Nadruzzi. Nadruzzi way out to Fox. Fox. Adam Ward takes it, picks his pocket, and he has to pull it up because it was one on two. And a double dribble on Lucas Johnson. Fox was twirling around there, and Adam Ward picked his pocket, but the Owls turned it back over. And St. Mary's is going to inbound under their basket, under the Owls basket. 17-14, the Dutch lead with 2:13 to go in the first half. Fox with a ball up at the top of the key, drives down to the foul line, and he's going to take that foul line jumper off the rim and rebounded by St. Mary's. And I think that one is going to be on Lucas Johnson, I believe. That is his first and the team's seventh. And this is a 1-1 coming up for St. Mary's. That was on the rebound. Lucas must have been over his back. Okay, St. Mary's first free throw is good by number 5, Nadruzzi. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 18-14, St. Mary's Flying Dutch lead. Second free throw is good by Nadruzzi. 19-14. Here comes France across the timeline. France, Warner, Reese, Ward, Gleason. Ward to Warner. Back to Ward. Ward to France. France looking down low for AJ. Warner. Warner's long jumper. Off the rim. Oh. Ward almost had himself another rebound, but St. Mary saved it. So St. Mary's has the ball. 1:33 to go in the first half. Number 12, Gavazzi. Putting on a little bit of a dribbling show, and then A.J. Gleason gets a hand in there. And we have a jump ball. Possession arrow is for St. Mary's. Good hustle by A.J. to create the jump ball and almost steal. St. Mary's inbounding under their basket. 1:17 to go in the first half. Number 12, wide open three off the back rim. And foul on number 5. Nadruzzi is second, and the team's sixth. AJ was in position for a rebound, and Nadruzzi hit him like a football linebacker. So, 1:13 to go, 19-14 Dutch. Your Owls inbound, Reese and France. Here comes France across the timeline. France sets up the play to Reese, Ward. Ward double-teamed out to Reese. Jake France with a step, and he slides. His foot slipped, and he traveled. Got the ball away as he was falling down, but the ref called the travel when his foot slid. St. Mary's across the timeline with Fox. Gavazzi back to Fox. Fox all the way up top, drives it down, back out to 23. And working it around the outside now, St. Mary's. Oh, errant pass, stolen by Warner. And Warner brings it up to France. France has got a step, and he is fouled. It'll be a 1-1 for France. That's the seventh foul on St. Mary's. 33, that is Schutz. That's his second foul. So, Jake France will be at the line. 21.3 seconds to go in the first half. Your Owls trail by 5. Count it. 19-15 Dutch. One more free throw here for Jake. Count it. Very nice. So, your Owls trail only by 3. 18 seconds to go. Fox across the timeline for St. Mary's. Working around the outside, down low. Nice move. Off both rim, front and back rim. Rebounded by St. Mary's, and I believe he got a finger in the eye. See what we're going to do here. That player is injured, so he's coming out. I don't think they're calling a foul. They just, I think Adam Ward got him in the eye, or something got him in the eye. So, St. Mary's inbounds under their basket. 1 second to go. Shots off, and it's off the rim. So I will tally up some stats. It's halftime with St. Mary's Dutch leading 19-16 over your Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end January 3rd. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Many won't receive the treatment they need to thrive. Through training and financial support, SmileTrain gives the power of healing back to local communities so they can provide life-changing surgeries and other services at no cost to families. Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to St. Mary's. Beautiful show put on there by some St. Mary's dance team.
$32 on a purplish ticket. 270979.
Okay, I had to see if I won the 50-50. Just checking, folks. welcome back. It's 19-16. The St. Mary's Flying Dutchmen have the lead currently. And very good game, very competitive game, evenly matched game. Fox for St. Mary's has 12 points. He's their key player for St. Mary's. Currently for your Owls, Jake France has 7, Chase Weinberg 4, Lucas Johnson 2, Warner with 1, and Adam Ward with 2. a kind of low-scoring game, 19-16. Good defense on both sides. Like I said, a real even matchup.
Order one winner for $250.
The speaker's right above my head. So I always speak about the halftime adjustments that Coach Bernardi makes. Just a little bit of adjustment tonight, and we could come out of here with a victory. The Owls, like I said earlier, currently on top at 1-0 of the D9 boys basketball standings. St. Mary's has a rough start. They're an 0-2, currently in last place in D9 boys standings.
Colby did that.
So I am going to kick it back to Nick in the studio, and I'll be right back with you here with Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. And even when the whole world changed, the things that mattered most to us stayed the same. Giving children the tools they need to set their own goals and create futures free from poverty.
I have enough healthy food.
I'm learning every day. I'm healthy and strong.
We've developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times, ensuring they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can achieve their dreams. Learn more about Children International and join us at children.org/help today.
298 CM. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to St. Mary's. This is James Patrick with your Bradford Owls basketball, where your Owls are trailing the St. Mary's Dutch 19-16 at halftime. After the first quarter, it was 13-7. Your Owls cut three into that lead in the second quarter, outscoring the Dutch 9-6, so 19-16, pretty much an even game. We'll see what kind of adjustments are made, see who comes out here for the second half for your Owls, and hopefully we can escape town tonight with a victory. A beautiful night here for basketball. Let's have a shout out for Matt Perry, the team manager. He always likes when I do that for him. Team manager never gets any airtime. Okay. On the floor for your Owls, Jake France, Brendan Warner, A.J. Gleason, Adam Ward, Chase Weinberg back in the lineup for your Owls. Chase Weinberg, the only Owl with two fouls currently. Okay, France inbounds to Warner. Over to Ward. Ward is France. France to Ward. Weinberg in the corner. A couple dribbles. Back to Ward. Out to Warner. Down to the foul line. Jake France with a step. Underneath to A.J. It was tipped away and Warner came up with it. Back to Ward. Sets up the play. Weinberg. They had a good look down low to A.J., but couldn't handle it. France up top. Adam Ward on the wing. Down into the corner for Warner. Back out to Ward. Ward, kick ball, St. Mary's. Owls will inbound in front of their bench. France into Ward. Ward to Weinberg. Weinberg back to Ward. And, errant pass by Adam Ward. And then he at least disrupts the, yes, very nice. It was 3-on-1 with Adam Ward back there in defense, and he got a hand up and tipped it away, and Warner came away with it. There's A.J. down the lane to Weinberg, gets his own rebound, and it's going to stay with your Owls. Chase just had two looks underneath. Both came up short. Off of St. Mary's, your Owls will inbound. 19-16, the Dutch still lead. Adam Ward down low to Gleason. Gleason drives in and is a little too hard over the rim. And going for his own rebound, I believe he fouled a person. It is a foul on A.J. That's his second, the team's first team foul of the second half. So we'll reset. St. Mary's Flying Dutch lead 19-16, 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's quick hands by Ward again. Almost stealing it. Fox out on the wing for St. Mary's. Ward with tough defense on Fox, and there's number 12 throwing an air ball up from three, and a rebound by St. Mary's, and then rebounded by Weinberg, and he got hit in the eye. No call. Here goes Jake with a nice move. Jake with a nice move all the way to the basket. Got his man on the wrong foot and went right around him. Jake France with the first two for the Owls in the second half. The Owls are down by 1 point. I think Weinberg may be struggling with his eye. And there's a three ball from Gavazzi for St. Mary's. Chase Weinberg seems to be okay. He took a shot to the face on a rebounder a couple trips down ago. A.J. at the foul line to France. Out to Warner for three. Oh, off the front of the rim. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Fox up top. A foul away from the ball on St. Mary's. It is on Cowdreet, his second, the team's first for the second half. So your Owls are going to inbound down by 4, 22-18, 5:19 to go in the third quarter. France comes across the timeline. Talon Reese has entered the game for Weinberg. So you've got Reese, Ward, Warner, Gleason, France, A.J. down low, fighting, and it's blocked. A.J. was looking for a foul there, but here comes Fox going all the way. And it goes out of bounds. Fox lost control of the ball, and it went out of bounds. So your Owls are going to inbound. A little bit sloppy here for both teams. 4:48 to go in the third quarter, 22-18, the Dutch lead. Adam Ward. Down low to A.J. over to Talon Reese. And a bad pass that France couldn't handle. Isaiah Fitton checks into the game for A.J. Gleason. So you've got Warner, Fitton, Reese, France, and Ward out there for your Owls right now. St. Mary's across the timeline. 4-point lead for St. Mary's. Three ball. Off both rims, in and out. Adam Ward with a rebound. Adam Ward to Reese, or France. France with a no-look pass to Reese. A little too good of a pass. St. Mary's comes away with it. And a chip shot rebound by St. Mary's, put back by Cowdrey. There's your Owls down the other end. Now trailing by 6. 24-18. Adam Ward in the corner. Down low to Fitton. Fitton back out to Warner. Back to Ward. Ward over to France. France gets a step. Back to Warner. Warner to Ward at the foul line. Fitton. Long jumper. Long two. Nice arcing shot for Fitton. Fitton's first points of the game. And your Owls are back to within 4. 24-20, 3:28 to go, third quarter. Nice shot there by Fitton. Chase Weinberg ready to come back into the game. Oh, Fitton, nice defensive play. Oh, thought he might have hit it off of his St. Mary's player. Chase Weinberg checks back in for Brendan Warner. Nice defensive play there by Fitton, but it goes out of bounds. And St. Mary's ball. Good pressure applied by the Owls. Inbound. Down low. Might be away from the ball. I think that is on Isaiah Fitton. Okay, that wasn't away from the ball. That's the second team foul, and that's Fitton's second foul of the game. St. Mary's inbounds out to half court. Jake France with the defense. Tight defense. And a nice little jumper by Thorwart. His first points of the second half. Jake brings it across the timeline. Over to Fitton. Fitton to Weinberg, who gets a step. Then back out to Fitton. France resets the play. France, tipped away. Tried to get it down low to Talon Reese. Tipped away. Quick hands by St. Mary's that time. St. Mary's leads 26-20, 2:24 to go in the third quarter. And there is, several scrums for the ball. The ball was all over the place. St. Mary's for an open three, too long. Rebounded by St. Mary's, and another foul on Fitton, I think. That's three quick fouls on Fitton. It is. And that is the third team foul. St. Mary's to inbound under their own basket. Two players were just separated there. A little verbal thing going on, I think. And the inbound is right underneath the basket where the Owls foul the shooter who missed the shot. That foul is on Talon Reese, his first, the team's fourth. St. Mary's will be shooting two. They currently lead 26-20, 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. First free throw is around the rim and out. Into the game checks Lucas Johnson for Adam Ward. So you've got Johnson, Fitton, Weinberg, France, Reese in there for your Owls. One more free throw for St. Mary's, and that one is good. That was Mitchell, his first points of the game, point of the game. 27-20, the Dutch lead. 2 minutes to go in the third. Jake out to Lucas in the corner. Back to Lucas. Talon Reese, wide open three, off the mark. Weinberg with a rebound, put back. Nice rebound put back by Chase Weinberg. And your Owls trail by 5, 27-22. Very good power move there by Weinberg. Bench trying to get the guys fired up on defense. Johnson on the ball. And forces a bad shot. Good job. Rebounded by Johnson. And there goes your Owls. Gets it out to Fitton. France in the corner for three. In and out. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Nice look there for Jake. And Fox has the ball for St. Mary's. Okay, timeout, St. Mary's. I'm sure that'll a 30-second timeout. So this is Bradford Isles basketball on WSB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to St. Mary's. This is James Patrick with your Bradford Owls broadcast. Your Owls currently trail St. Mary's Dutch, 27-22, 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. St. Mary's inbounding the ball. And they inbound out to the foul line. Drive and a turnover by St. Mary's. Down to Jake in the corner. Jake France in the corner, back out to Lucas Johnson, over to Talon Reese, to Fitton in the other corner. Fitton to Johnson up top, Johnson to Reese. Reese with a pass that was tipped, but came back to Johnson, and there's a Fitton three. And then there is a rebound by St. Mary's, and Talon Reese goes over the back for his second foul, the fifth team foul on your Owls. Currently five team fouls on the Owls here in the second half and only one on St. Mary's. St. Mary's with possession, five-point lead, 21 seconds to go in the third. Open three for Fox. He misses. Talon Reese with a rebound, 13 seconds for your Owls. And double dribble called on Mr. Reese. So St. Mary's will have the final possession with a five-point lead. 11 seconds to go. St. Mary's inbounds, 11 seconds. 7, 5, 3. The shot was, they got the shot off underneath. And the foul is on Chase Weinberg, and that one hurt. And that's two shots for St. Mary's, and that's Chase's third foul with no time on the clock. It happened with just a split second to go. And the first free throw is missed by St. Mary's. They currently lead by five. One more free throw, and we'll be at the third quarter break. And that free throw is not good. So we're at the end of the third quarter with a score 27-22. The St. Mary's Flying Dutch are leading. This is Bradford Isles basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to St. Mary's. This is James Patrick with your Owls broadcast. As we head to the fourth quarter, it's a defensive struggle for both teams. I mean, not a defensive struggle, a defensive battle. 27-22, the St. Mary's Dutch currently lead. That quarter was 8-6, outscoring the St. Mary's Dutch, outscoring the Owls 8-6. Not a lot of offense so far this evening. So a 5-point deficit, very reachable for your Owls. 8 minutes to go. Coming onto the court for your Owls: Gleason, Ward, Weinberg, Warner, France. That's what they'll start out with. It'll be St. Mary's possession with a 5-point lead. The team fouls are a thing here. The next one's going to be a 1-on-1 for St. Mary's, and they've only got one on themselves. So St. Mary's across the timeline. Adam Ward with tough defense on the ball. And there's a wide open three by St. Mary's and a rebound by St. Mary's. And a foul on Adam Ward going for a steal. That's his second, and that's going to be the team's seventh. And they will be in a 1-on-1. Adam Ward going for a steal there. Went over the guy's back to get there. St. Mary's will have two shots with a 5-point lead. This is number 12, Gavazzi. First one is off the rim. And a foul on A.J. Gleason, was going for the rebound. And number 33, Schutz. That's his third. The team's second. Okay. Your Owls dodged a bullet there with a miss on the front end of the 1-on-1. Adam Ward's going to inbound to Jake France under their basket, under the St. Mary's basket. France across the timeline. Over to Ward. Back to France. Calls out the play. Back to Ward. Back to France. Ward. Kickball, St. Mary's. Ward tried to get it under in down to the foul line to Brendan Warner. Kicked by St. Mary's. Your Owls will inbound underneath the basket. Warner's going to inbound it. He gets it to Weinberg. Weinberg with a nice move. Beautiful move by Weinberg. He got it and went around two defenders, weaved his way through and laid it in. And it's a 3-point game. 7 minutes to go in the game. Your Owls playing tough defense. Adam Ward on the ball. There's a travel by St. Mary's. Good defense by your Owls. The bench is fired up. We're at 3-point game, 6:55 to go in the game. Adam Ward's going to inbound to France again. That last move down low by Weinberg was very impressive. There's Jake with the ball up top. Over to Adam Ward. Ward down to Warner. Warner back out to Ward to Weinberg. Back to Ward. Over to Jake. Jake France. Weinberg over to A.J. Gleason. A.J. tries to get it down low to Ward, and it's kicked by St. Mary's. Owls will inbound once again under their basket. Let's see that same play to Weinberg. Here comes Jake France with the inbound. And it is Weinberg with a mid-range jumper, short, and off France for the rebound. It's going to be Dutch ball. 6:29 to go in the game. The Dutch lead 27-24. St. Mary's. Fox, little floater. Fox was wide open there in front of the foul line for a little floater. St. Mary's back to a 5-point lead. Fox did not score in the third quarter. He had 8 quick points to start the game. Gleason down low. Warner, short jumper, blocked. He gets the rebound. Jake France. Jake makes a move. Underneath Adam Ward, wide open, and Adam gets it to go. Jake France with a beautiful pass right to Adam Ward, who got it in. Back to a 3-point game. Your Owls back on defense. And he steps on the end line. Giralles, good defense there by Adam Ward and forced a player to step on the end line. So the Owls will inbound, down by three. 29-26, the St. Mary's Dutch lead. 5:25 to go in the game. Adam Ward across the timeline. Over to Jake France. France to Warner. Warner points somebody away to go. Here goes Weinberg. Foul line, jumper. Nice, good. Chase Weinberg caught the ball wide open at the foul line. Turn. Jumper nails it. We got a one-point ball game. St. Mary's with the ball down low. Number five works a shot. It's off line, rebounded by St. Mary's. Another shot off line. And another rebound by St. Mary's. And a foul on your Owls. And I think it's A.J. Gleason. That will be his third. It will be his third. And the team's eighth. So St. Mary's has a 1-1 again. Number five, Nadzinski. 1 point game, 4:48 to go. Nadzinski's first one is good. Nadzinski's second one is good. So your St. Mary's Dutch lead your Bradford Owls 31-28, 4:48 to go in the game. Owls inbound under the St. Mary's basket. Here comes Warner across the timeline. Warner to France in the corner. Back to Warner. Adam Ward all the way to Weinberg. Weinberg's feeling it. Mid-range jumper off the rim. And a good hustle for the board by Warner, who is fouled. That's on number two, Fox, his second, and the team's third. Warner passes up a mid-range jumper, and there's Chase Weinberg for three, in and out. Fox brings it across for St. Mary's. Weinberg gets a hand on it, but it's still retained by St. Mary's. There's Fox, the jumper, misses it. And A.J. Gleason with the rebound. 3-point game, 4:12 to go. Warner, kick ball, St. Mary's. Into the game comes Talon Reese for A.J. Gleason. So on the court for your Owls, Weinberg, Warner, Ward, Reese, and France. 31-28, the Flying Dutch lead. Warner up top, calls a play. Down to Weinberg, that same jumper from the foul line. He misses it. Rebound by Adam Ward, good hustle. Jake France for three. Jake, oh, off the rim. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Adam Ward hustled for another rebound, got us another shot, but it didn't fall. Here comes St. Mary's. Tough defense by travel by St. Mary's. The Owls defense continues to force turnovers. They get some of these shots to go. 3-point game, 3:43 to go. Here comes Adam Ward across the timeline. Ward to Talon Reese, to Jake France in the corner. Jake out to Warner up top, over to Adam Ward. Ward passes it to France, who may have taken his eye off it. Goes out of bounds, St. Mary's ball with a 3-point lead. 3:25 to go in the game. St. Mary's across the timeline. And good defense. Missed shot by St. Mary's, rebounded by Weinberg. Good defense by Jake France. There's a 4-on-3 for the Owls. Warner takes it down low. Little floater. Warner's good. It's a 1-point ball game, 31-30. 3 minutes to go in the game. St. Mary's across the timeline. Nice floater there by Warner. Fox, no call. Fox lays it in. Could have been a charge or a block. Fox lays it in. 3-point lead for St. Mary's. There's Jake France with a jumper from the foul line. He makes it. So we're back to a one-point game, 33-32, 2:25 to go in the game. Action picked up there for a minute or two. Defense on the ball, Warner. Weinberg on the ball. Fox way up top. Over to the corner. And Fox with a little mid-range jumper, he nails it. Fox was left wide open on the baseline. Three-point lead for St. Mary's again. 1:52 to go. Talon Reese, wide open three. Oh, off the rim. And off the Owls, St. Mary's ball with a three-point lead. 35-32, the Flying Dutch lead. 1:40 to go in the game. Owls with three-quarter court pressure. Down low. Oh, France steals it. France steals the pass. Owls down by three, 1:20 to go. And he tries to pass all the way underneath to Adam Ward, and it's tipped twice by St. Mary's out of bounds. And Coach Bernardi takes a timeout, a full timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to St. Mary's. Looks like a fantastic finish coming up here, folks. The Dutch lead 35-32, 1:18 to go. The Bradford Owls will inbound under the basket. We've got Reese, Warner, Ward, France, Weinberg in the game. Reese inbounds way out toward half court to Weinberg. Weinberg to France, France to Ward. Back to France. Weinberg to Warner. 1:09 to go. Ward to France. Back to Ward. 1 minute to go. Three-point ball game. There's Jake. Okay, Jake got a step, drove under the basket, passed to Reese. And Talon Reese was fouled. Not in the act, so... That's on number five, Nadruzzi, his third, and the team's fourth. 55 seconds to go. Weinberg to Ward, to Reese, to Ward, back to Weinberg, France. France drives in. Nice no-look pass to Weinberg, who lays it in. And timeout called by Bradford. Full timeout. So, with the score 35-34, St. Mary's leading, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to St. Mary's. We've got 37.8 seconds to go. Your Owls are trailing by 1 point. It's going to be St. Mary's possession. On the floor for your Owls. Weinberg, France, Ward, Reese, and Warner, excuse me. So your Owls are going to put on some full court pressure here on the inbound pass. Trailing by one, 37.8 to go. There you go. Chase Weinberg creates the turnover. St. Mary's throws it off his own leg. And it's going to be Owls basketball trailing by one. Into the game for St. Mary's checks Kadri, number 15. France is going to inbound for your Owls. 35 seconds to go. Into Weinberg, out to Reese, over to Warner. Warner to Reese, back to Weinberg. Weinberg gets a move. Oh, and Weinberg throws the pass. It's intercepted, and Adam Ward commits the foul. That's going to be the ninth team foul on the Owls and Adam Ward's third foul. So the St. Mary's Dutch will be shooting a 1-1 with a one-point lead, 26.7 to go. This will be Nadzinski, who's been pretty good from the foul line all night. And it's in. Two-point game. 26.7 to go. Second one is up and in. So the St. Mary's Dutch lead by three. Timeout taken by the Dutch. A full timeout. So with a score 37-34, Dutch leading. 27 seconds left to go. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Every single day, thousands of distressed cats are sitting alone in shelter cages, forced to endure the intense fear and loneliness of abandonment, as well as the risk of being euthanized. At Golden Puss Society, we are dedicated to the rescue of shelter cats and giving them all they need to be adopted into their forever homes. To find out more about our life-saving mission, go to goldenpusssociety.org. That's goldenpusssociety.org. Sponsored by Golden Puss Society.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to St. Mary's. Looks like we're going to have an exciting finish, folks. St. Mary's Dutch currently lead 37-34. Owls basketball. They'll be inbounding under the St. Mary's basket. 26.7 seconds. Both teams come to the floor. For your Owls, it's going to be France, Warner, Ward, Weinberg, Reese on the floor. Ward is going to inbound to Reese. St. Mary's looks like they're going to put just one man, three-quarter court pressure. And here comes the Owls across the timeline. There's a three ball for France. It was a nice look. And a foul on Adam Ward on the rebound. That'll be the 10th team foul, two shots for St. Mary's. France had a nice look at a three ball. It was off the rim. So, three-point lead for the Dutch, 16.8 to go. First free throw is missed. Second free throw is good. That was Gavazzi. Owls trail by four, 14 seconds. Jake France drives all the way, puts up a circus shot, and is fouled. He'll get two free throws. 9 seconds to go. Fouls on number five, Nadruzzi. That's his fourth. It's only the fifth team foul, and there's only 9 seconds left. Jake is going to have two here. 38-34, the Dutch lead. And the first one's no good. One more free throw for Jake here. Nine seconds to go. Owls trail by four. And the second one is a good free throw. Count it. The Owls take timeout. It's a full timeout. Coach is going to come up with a plan here with 9 seconds to go. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
What is your healing power?
helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. Your Owls trail by three, 9 seconds to go. St. Mary's is going to be inbounding under the Owls basket. I'm sure the defensive pressure is going to be kicked into high gear here. Weinberg is going to guard the inbound pass. They get it in. Automatically fouled. 7.4 to go. I believe they're going to call it on Weinberg. They did call it on Weinberg. That's his fourth. Two shots for St. Mary's. Up by three. 7.4 to go. On the court for your Owls, France, Ward, Warner, Reese, Weinberg. Two shots for Nadruzzi. And it's good. Nadruzzi has five free throws here in the fourth quarter. And one more chance to make it a five-point game. And he makes it. And that is a five-point lead, 7 seconds to go. Adam Ward down, out to Warner for three. Warner off the rim, and that's the ball game. So the final score is St. Mary's Dutch 40, your Bradford Owls 35. I will tabulate some stats here and be back for the post game. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there, to appointments, chemo, or radiation, is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to St. Mary's. This is James Patrick, where the final score tonight was St. Mary's Flying Dutch, 40, and your Bradford Owls, 35. So the Owls fall to 1-1 in the D9 league play. St. Mary's improves to 1-2. It was a tight game throughout. It seemed like St. Mary's had the five-point lead pretty much the whole game. They outscored the Owls 13-7 in the first quarter, and they maintained that lead pretty much the whole time. The Owls cut it to 1 a few times there in the second half, and led by Fox and Nadruzzi's free throws down the end, down the down at the end of the game there. St. Mary's cements the victory. They're first in league play this year. For your Owls, they were led by Jake France and Chase Weinberg with 12 points apiece. Adam Ward at 4. A.J. Gleason with 3. Brendan Warner with 3. Isaiah Fitton with 2. And Lucas Johnson with 2. And St. Mary's, like I said, was led by Fox. Fox had 16 points. And Nadzinski had 11. Good low-scoring defensive game. The highest scoring quarter was there in the third when both teams scored, in the fourth when both teams scored 14 or 13 points. Once again, your Owls fall 40-35 here at the Dutch Oven. We will be back on the air in the Owls Nest on Monday night at 7:20. And I am not sure of the opponent, but we will be back on the air with your Owls basketball on Monday evening at 7:20. So from St. Mary's, this is James Patrick, and this was Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.